Tirasukham Asanam. Sitting posture is steady and comfortable. Steady in the sense, in the same posture, you sit for the length of time. You meditate. And it's comfortable. So sitting erect, hands on the lap, fingers clasping each other, thumbs touch each other separately, looking straight, eyes closed. Closing of the eyes, you can do deliberately. You see in the statue of the Buddha, upper eyelids touch the lower, you can see there are the whole upper eyelids, you will see. There will be no line. Showing the sculptor is able to show that there is peace. Buddha is sitting at peace with himself. Just eyelids. The way the eyelids are presented. You can make use of this small detail. You bring down the upper eyelids deliberately, consciously, to touch the lower softly. Open your eyes softly, close. Open your eyes, softly close. Then visualize a range of mountains trees birds to all of them how do you relate? Are you a demanding person? Do you have any desire for them to be different? No. The mountains, you take them as they are. trees as they are. The birds as they are. You can be the same person, non-demanding, appreciative, conscious being to human people. Black, white, of different nationalities, cultures, you can take them as they are. If you have no color prejudice, culture prejudice, you can take people as they are. But difficult to take people with whom you are connected. You want them to be different, natural. You wish your mother was different. Nothing wrong in wishing. But she can't be different. She is what she is. Therefore, your mother, not only she is outside, she is inside you. Not as someone you care for, you love, but someone you can't change. That is helplessness leading to frustration. We don't want that. And therefore, we, in our love and care, give the parents freedom to be what they are. In your perception, this is how my mother was, is. Grant her freedom. Pray for her. Father, this is how he is, he was. Pray for him. Brother, sister, take them as they are. Love and care for them are with you, but no agenda for them. Come to your own body. visualize the body from top to the toes, part by part. Top of your head, forehead, eyebrows, eyelids, nose, lips, chin, right earlobe, right cheek, left earlobe, left cheek, whole face, back of your head, neck, right shoulder, right hand, up to the fingertips, left shoulder, left hand. Visualize, just visualize. In the process, you become objective to your body. Chest, abdomen, back, from shoulder blades down. Right side, left side. Waist, below the waist. Right leg, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, foot. Left thigh, knee, below the knee, ankle, foot. This is how this body is. One more step. Appreciate the sensation of touch. This is a very effective method to just be relaxed. The sensation of touch parts of your body. Touch the seat, causing sensation of touch. Just pick up the sensation of touch. When you're sitting cross-legged, legs touch each other. Pick up the sensation of touch. Hands touch the lap. Fingers touch each other. Thumbs touch each other. Lips touch each other. Right eyelids, left eyelids. Then the same sensation of touch helps you observe the ingoing, outgoing breath. Watch your mind. With the mind, we watch breathing. Now, watch the mind. The one who watches the mind is you. This person, the basic person related to parents, is son, daughter. Related to siblings, brother, sister. Related to the total samashti, which includes your body, mind, sense complex. The entire samashti jagat, total jagat, is Ishwar. Ishvara manifests in the form of time, space, and everything in time space. Idam sarvam Ishvaraha. The word Om is a word for Ishvara. the letter A, U, the letter Ma, Avu, A plus O, then O. A is the entire physical sthula prapancha. U sukshma prapancha, prana, senses, mind, all samashti. The ma is unmanifest castle, the total is Om. Om. Is purposely loaded by the Shastra. Now you can say mentally Om Namaha, Om Namaha. Let go, let be, let Ishvara be. I let go my fears, my anxieties. They are not my anxieties. They are part of Ishvara's manifestation. It's all order, Ishvara's order. I Ishwarize, if I can use the word, my emotional life as a manifestation of Ishwara's psychological, human psychological order. I am in order, in Ishvara's order. Om Namaha, Om Namaha, Om Namaha. नमः ओम नमः। Thank you.